Bekutte Sich is Chelik Yud Zayin, Parsha Vayikra Sich Gimel. In Pasuk V'Krivoi HaKayin Al HaMizbeach, it's talking about, and this Pasuk talks about a carbon oila of a bird. So it's a little bit different than the normal carbon, which gets Shechita. When you have an animal, mammal, it's Shechita. When it's a bird, it's something called Malika, which is the opposite of Shechita. It goes from the back of the neck to the front. So it's slightly different. And then the Krivia Kayin al Mizbeach, the Kayin shall bring it close to the Mizbeach, or Malikas Reishe, and he shall do the Malika, what's equivalent to Shechita in a regular carbon. The Hikter HaMizbeach, and he shall burn it on the Mizbeach, and Nimtza Dami al Kir HaMizbeach, and the blood shall be extracted, squeezed out onto the wall of the Mizbeach. That's the Pasuk. It's Rashi Maitik from Pasuk the Verte Venimtsadom. It's Rashi quotes from the Pasuk the words, and the blood shall be squeezed out, and as Mefarish and explains. Loshen mitz apayim. He brings a similar word that's found elsewhere in Tanakh. This one is found in Mishlei, the extract of anger. Another Pasuk, ki ephes hametz, there is no longer any oppression left. In other words, the oppression in the sense that they were being squeezed, an oppressor squeezes and presses, so that is gone. So we see that the word mitz means to oppress, to press. And then he goes on to explain, Rashid, Kavish Beis HaShechita Al Kir HaMizbeach, he squeezes the opening that was created because of the Shechita onto the wall of the Mizbeach, Vadam Mismatz V'Yered, and the blood gets squeezed out and goes down, runs down on the Mizbeach. But that's the Rashi. B'Pashas Kum Rashi Da'ov Tzutaychen, the word V'Nimtza. What is Rashi trying to explain here? The word V'Nimtza, Avod Vashtet Nisht Frir in Chumash, which is a word which is not found earlier in the Chumash. It's a new word. On is Bechal Nishragla B'Teira, and it's not a word that's common in the Teira. The Ribir is a Mefarish, therefore he has to explain what it means. As thus is, Loshem Mitzapayim Ki Ephes Hametz, that it comes from those two examples in the Pasuk, it means to squeeze. Mendafa Vashtayim, but if that's what the Rashi is trying to explain, then we have to understand. Number one, was is the kisher from the hasbara gleich nordem kevet beis hashchita kirem esbeich v'adamis matzav yeirid? What's the connection between what Rashi says at the end of the Rashi, that he squeezes the neck of the bird onto the mizbeach and the blood runs down the mizbeach? What's the connection between that zum optaych from vort v'nimtza to the explanation of the word v'nimtza? If Rashi sets out to explain what the word v'nimtza means, and then he's explained that it means to squeeze out, so then why does Rashi then go on to explain how the squeezing takes place? That's an unrelated thing. Maybe it's related, but it's not the direct purpose of this Rashi, which is to explain the word v'nimtza. But Rashi zogze behemshech echad, and Rashi says it all in the same Rashi, in one continuation, he says both of these things. What's the connection between the two? L'chayre eib Rashi zaysen tse mefarish zayin dem oifna mitzui. It would seem that if Rashi does want to explain the way in which the blood is squeezed out by the bird korban, hata das gitav zogin abazunder edibra maschil, it should have started a new Rashi to explain what the process is. Once you know that the word v'nimtza means to squeeze, then he can have another Rashi in which he explains the process of how to squeeze the blood out of the bird. A second thing we have to understand, Favostav Rashi bring in Tzvei Rayis, from Pirush v'nimtza. Why does he need two examples from the Pasuk to explain what the word v'nimtza is? And Bagnugin sich nishmit einef hazein, it's not enough that he brings one of them. Number three, Favos hat Rashi ezgeklim to bring in dafket di psukim. Why did he choose these psukim as his support for the word to squeeze? Megifintach dem loshen in merere erter in Tanakh. This is a word that is found in a number of places in Tanakh. Why does he pick those two? Number four, nochmer. The question becomes even more pronounced because in Mishlei from vanet bring dem loshen mitzapayim. In that same Pasuk in Mishlei, from which Rashi takes the word mitzapayim, the extract of anger, is dort Rashi mevayr as the loshem mitz, over there Rashi himself explains, that the word mitz, to explain the word mitz in that pasuk in Mishlei, Rashi says, is k'may b'yometz tal, is similar to the other pasuk which is found in Shoftim, which says that there he squeezed out dew from the wool that he set up there. It got became soaked in dew, and so he squeezed out the dew. The dew became squeezed out from there. V'shteit frir and Shoftim. So Rashi, in order to explain the word that Rashi brings here as the support for v'nimtza domei, which is mitzapayim, when he's trying to explain it in Mishlei, what does mitzapayim mean? He brings a raya, a support from Shoftim v'yometz tal. Hatach Rashi doget bringing the raya from v'yometz tal, so that Rashi should here also bring the proof or the support from v'yometz tal from Shoftim, just as he brings it over there from mitzapayim. To support mitzapayim, he brings vayometz tal. Why doesn't he just go to vayometz tal from Shoftim here too? Vibalda's sins, number one, sisfar Mishlei. Shoftim comes way before Mishlei, so that should be the first place that he should find his support from. And number two, the Pirush Mishlei, veisman loid Rashi from Shoftim. Since, according to the way Rashi understands it, we know and understand what mitzapayim means in Mishlei from the pasuk in Shoftim, so then why not just go directly to the pasuk in Shoftim? Number five, we have to understand. In the Gebrachte Rayas Atzmam, in those supports which Rashi uses here, bring the Friya the Raya from mitzapayim. First he brings the support from the pasuk in Mishlei, v'shteit in Mishlei, mitzapayim, and nish the pasuk efes hametz, mitz, and not from the pasuk that's the second one that he brings here, ke'efes hametz, v'shteit frier in Yeshaya. The pasuk efes hametz is earlier in Tanakh in Yeshaya. So why does Rashi reverse the order and first bring the proof from Mishlei, and then only the second proof he brings from Yeshaya? A sixth thing we have to understand: in the ersten pasuk from Mishlei steht frier far mitzapayim zwei mol de loshem mitz. In that very same pasuk in Mishlei, mitzapayim is the third example that the pasuk in Mishlei brings. And there are two earlier, in that same pasuk, two earlier uses of the word mitz, which are mitz chol of yotzichema. The extract of milk is, when you squeeze milk, butter comes out. Mitz af yotzedam, if you squeeze the nose, blood comes out. And only the third thing is mitzapayim, that if you result of anger is argument, is strife. So Rashi goes to the third example of that pasuk. When Rashi brings dafnun dritten mitz, Rashi goes to the third use of the word mitz rather than use the two earlier ones. The bia v'cholze. So the explanation of this whole thing: Rashi kumt nish blois up to taishen dem vort v'nimtza. Rashi here is not only trying to explain the word the nimtza, what the meaning of the word is, nor oichvar emfer and ashayla v'zverto in pasuk, but also to answer a question that comes up in this pasuk. V'nimtza is a loshen nifal. The word v'nimtza means it will happen, not that he should do so. He should squeeze. V'nimtza means it will be squeezed out. It doesn't mention who's doing it. There's no active participant here. It's happening on its own. Was meint as das Welt getom von sich allein, which means that it happens on its own. The dam Welt von sich allein. That the blood gets squeezed out onto the wall of the Mizbeach. Durch den Behikter Mizbecha, either through because he will burn it on the Mizbeach, so therefore in the burning process the blood sort of runs out onto the Mizbeach. Oder durch den Malika, or perhaps from the two words earlier than that, the Malika, which comes before Behikter, the Shchita itself, the act of Malika, is what causes the blood to run, so it may be perhaps through the malika, but in any case it happens as a result of what he did earlier that causes the blood to run out. Okay, or something similar, some other whatever, it's being squeezed out. Is nish movement, so we have to understand. If it happens on its own, then it leaves a question. Meveis from Fria, because we know from earlier already, as bakorbim oilim in a behema, that by the korban oila of the animal, which comes before the korban oila of the bird in parsha VaYikra, Zayin Faran, the avodas from Shechita, there are a number of different avodas which are essential to the korban. There is, first of all, the Shechita, the shechting of the korban. Zrikas Adam, the sprinkling of the blood, ala mizbeach, onto the mizbeach. Unaktore, and then the burning of the certain parts, by an oila, the whole animal, on the mizbeach. Is the shaila, so the question that comes up here is, avodas Shechita v'aktore gefindmen oich by oila soif? The Aveda of Shechita and burning, the Pasuk tells you how that happens. The Kohen shall do the Malika, and then he shall do the burning. So he's covered those two Avedas. Nor b'makam Shechita is by anoif da Malika, but of course instead of Shechita, it's Malika, which is similar but not exactly the same. Men gefinta benish by oilus aif, an Aveda dugma Avedas rikas adam al mizbeach. But we don't find by the carbon oila of a bird the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. That is left out. It just says v'nimtza, it will run out onto the mizbeach, but not as an act of doing the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. It seems from the word v'nimtza that it's happening on its own, not that the kohen is actively doing it. So that leaves a question: when, how do you do the zrikas adam? When does that happen? The Ribbe, therefore, noch dem Rashi bring the Raya Sefer Noshe Venimtza. After Rashi explains what the word Venimtza means, that it's squeezed out, Bavoranter unis Mazbir. So he goes on to explain the question that comes up, the Nifal von Venimtza, the fact that Venimtza is written in a passive way. It happens, not that somebody is doing it. Kum dur chan avoides vupulus adam. Therefore, he says that no, you should know that it is actually coming through the act, through an active, the kohen is actively participating in the sprinkling or the squeezing out of the blood, which is the equivalent of the sprinkling by a behemoth. On a pa'ula miyuchedus, that it takes us an act on the part of the kohen to make it happen. And therefore he says, Kayvish Besa Shechita al Kira Mizbeach, he has to squeeze the area where he shechted onto the wall of the Mizbeach, Badam is Matzaviyarid, and then the blood will be squeezed out and will run down the Mizbeach. Al Derech Biyabidus Azrikas Adam al Mizbeach, similar to what happens by an animal that you sprinkle the blood actively onto the Mizbeach. So here too, don't think that the Venimtza is passive and that it's just happening on its own. It takes the kohen. The kohen is going to have to squeeze the neck of the bird onto the mizbeach in order to go through with this avoda of making sure the blood gets to the mizbeach. And therefore, he brings it in the same Rashi because that's really what he set out to do, was to explain that part of what venimtza means. Gimel al pize is moving. Based on this, we can understand was Rashi klaiptoiz the raya is dafke from the tzvei psukim, why Rashi chooses those two supports from those two psukim. While in zay is mudgish as the teichem for venimtza mitz is verbunden with peulas adam kvisha, because in those two psukim there is an emphasis on the fact that the extract that happens is happening through a person doing it. It's not happening on its own. It's not something that happens on its own. From the Anfang von Pasuk in Mishle, Mitzchol of Yetzir Chema. From the beginning of that Pasuk in Mishle, which says that the extract of, when you squeeze milk, the extract is it will produce butter. And then it says, and the when you squeeze the nose, it'll bring out blood. Is Nishkan Raya Linnin Didam would not be a good support for our case, as Venimtza is an Anoifen von Kovish, that the Venimtza, the squeezing, is in a way that you have to press the bird onto the mizbeach. Beis hashchita varam by sai chemo and sai cholov, because both in the case of butter, from milk, on sai dam fun af, and also for blood that comes from the nose, kumen ishduch apulu fun kvisha, do not come from the act of squeezing. That's not what causes milk to turn to butter, or that's not what causes the blood, the nose to bleed. From kvetchen or from schlagen, that is more an act from beating, like you have to churn butter, beating and klappen and so on. You have to churn the milk in order to get butter, not squeeze milk. That's not going to make butter. And also, when does a nose bleed? Generally speaking, when you hit the nose, that's what causes it to bleed. Not if you squeeze the nose. You say to Mizu, even more so, Amol kumtus von sich allein. Sometimes it actually happens on its own. It's actually passive in the case of butter and in the case of the bleeding of the nose. Chema shrim taref of the mcholof. Sometimes, if you leave milk sitting, the butter, you know, floats to the top. It separates on its own and it floats to the top. So you didn't even have to do anything in order to get the butter. As gate blut for nose, and sometimes lufama v'zichalein, and sometimes the nose starts bleeding on its own, as happens, as you can see, v'mezed b'poil, as you can actually see it happen. So therefore, Rashi doesn't want to rely on those two supports, the two first two examples of that pasuk, because over there it's not through squeezing, which is what's happening in our case. The Rebbe brings Rashi dem siyum akos of dafke. That's why he brings his proof from the third appearance of the word mitz in that pasuk, mitzapayim yotzi riv, that the squeezing of when you allow anger, when you push forward anger, there's two ways to deal with anger. Either you can suppress it or you can push it forward. So when you push forward your anger, yotzi riv, that will cause strife, argument between you and the person that you're angry at. Valdort is the mitzvah zelben oifen v'kavish beis hashchita, because over there the squeezing is in a similar way to the squeezing of the beis hashchita. Dor charoiz kvetch nariz drikun lachatz lachutz demkas, that when you push forward your anger and you allow it to go forward to the outside of you, yoytzi riv, that will result in argument. So therefore, there it's an actual similar situation to our meaning of the word v'nimtza, that it means to squeeze out, and that's what happens by anger. If you were to leave it and let it dissipate, then it wouldn't lead to anger. But if you push it forward, if you're going to express your anger, then it'll lead to argument. So therefore, that is an act of squeezing out, pushing forward your anger. So that explains why he uses the third example of Mishlei and not the first two. But that, the support from there is not enough. For him, the mitzvah apayim is a pu'ula nishba maisa, because over there, the squeezing of anger is not an actual physical act of squeezing anger. Nishvi kevish beis hashchita versus an asiya. It's in a certain sense, it's not similar to squeezing the bird, which actually is a physical act of squeezing. And there, it's more a figurative idea of squeezing forth your anger. The Rebbe brings Rashi oichdem posuki evesa meitz. That's why he also brings that's the other proof from Yeshayah. Is dort meintes virashes og dort the mcholav chema velche vet oizgekvetch von zaynu bakar. The way Rashi explains over there, the word Efes Hameitz, he explains it as there is no juice, extract left. And Rashi says that this is referring to the milk that comes from the animals, it was over, there was no more left. Things were not looking up. So over there, the cholav echema vel chavet oizikvetch von tzayna bakar, the milk and butter which gets squeezed out from sheep and so on and calves, was thus is anasiya, which is actually a physical act. You have to milk the cow or the goat or whatever, and so you have to squeeze the udders in order to be able to get the milk. So it is similar to the nimtza damai. As the cholof kumt nizdor chakok, because over there the milk that comes from the animal is not through beating the udder, it's from squeezing the udder. That's how you get the milk. And therefore, that is more similar to v'nimtza damai, more than the figurative idea of squeezing forth your anger, which is only it's figurative rather than literal. So then, why doesn't he bring l'chatchila from that pasuk? But the proof from that from Yeshayah wouldn't be enough. For him, dort kemen lerne, because over there you could say, as the word meitz is nishmod madgish de pulus am mitzutz gufa, because over there the word meitz means the juice, the extract. It's referring to the milk, not to the act of squeezing. the milk that comes out through squeezing is gone. So in other words, the word mates is not talking about squeezing, it's talking about the result of it, the milk which came out through squeezing. It just describes the what we received from the sheep and from the cows and so on. Which is the result of squeezing forth the milk and the meat, so the milk and the butter. So therefore, it doesn't describe the act of squeezing. So therefore, Rashi doesn't want to start with that proof. Rashi the juice, the extract, which is the wealth and so on. That's where you get your wealth from, that you will get from your sheep and from your animals. That you squeeze out from them their milk and their butter. So that's what it means over there. As Rashi says, that it refers to the milk, not to this act of squeezing, which is what we're trying to explain here. And the Ribbit of Rashi bringing euch. And some Ershin, that's what Rashi also has to bring as well, and not only as well, but he wants to start with that support, the Raya from Mitzapayim, the proof from the act of pushing forth your anger, Vumitz made Mamish to Pu'ula from Kvetchen, where over there it means pushing forth your anger, so it does mean squeezing. But on the other hand, it's only figurative, therefore he also wants to bring the proof from the squeezing of the milk, because over there it means literal squeezing, but since it doesn't describe the act of squeezing, it only talks about the milk that results from the squeezing, therefore he wants to start with the act of squeezing forth of anger. Dalit. Das was Rashi bringt nicht die Reihe von Shoftim. The reason Rashi doesn't go first to the proof from Shoftim, Vayomitz Talmin Agiza, that there's the dew got squeezed out of the fleece, is an asiya, which is also describes an act of squeezing out. The reason is in the mzolgen pasuk dort in Shoftim, in that same pasuk in Shoftim, far devet of ayomitz tal v'goymer, before he says the words that the dew squeezed out of the fleece state, it says over there vayozer es hagiza. It says he squeezed the fleece. The story over there is that Gideon wanted support from Hashem that he'll be successful in the war. So he made a sign. He decided how Hashem should show him that he'll be successful. He said, I'm going to put out fleece on the floor of the barn or whatever it was. And in the morning, if there is dew only in the fleece, then I'll know that that's the sign that I'll be successful. So next morning he came. And yes, the fleece was completely soaked in dew, and the rest of the area was dry. So he knew that it was. So it says he squeezed the dew from the fleece, and there was a bucket full of dew that squeezed out of the fleece. That's the way the pasuk describes it. So before it says Vayomitz Tal, that the water, the dew came out, a bucket full of dew came out of the fleece, it says he squeezed the fleece, which means that he squeezed the fleece. Rashi zog darten loshem michpash, as Rashi over there says Vayozer means that he squeezed it, the actual meaning of squeezing. On Vibal, das ist schon gewend kvishes, since the pasuk already describes that Gideon squeezed the fleece, is moving as a yomitz tal, so we understand that when it follows up by saying, and there was dew that squeezed out of the fleece, pasuk gewend nochdem, which happened after Gideon squeezed it, as described in the word vayozer es hagiza. So then obviously Vayomitz Tal is not talking about his squeezing of the dew out of the fleece, but that out of the fleece came pouring tal, dew. The Giza Atzma, not the Yitzias HaTal from the Giza, but it's describing the fact that it came flowing out of the fleece. The pasuk is Messiah, but Yomitz Talmud and Gizem Aleya Safal Maim, as the pasuk says, and do flowed forth from the fleece a full bucket full of water. So therefore, since the pasuk describes actually the word Yozer, which means that he did the squeezing, so then by Yomitz means that it came pouring out. So again, it doesn't talk about the act of squeezing; it's talking about the passive result, which is that the dew came flowing out. Therefore, it doesn't really answer what v'nimtza damai, the problem that is created by v'nimtza damai, which is also passive. So there wouldn't be, it wouldn't help us to bring the v'yometz talmen agiza, because that's exactly the same situation as we're in, which is that it's happening on its own. And therefore, Rashi doesn't want to bring it from there. The ribbis does nishken dugma meduyeksel nididan. Therefore, it's not a good support for our situation. But the v'nimtza damai kum madgizayn the pe'ula from kavish be'sashchita, which where Rashi is trying to show that v'nimtza damai is not passive, but that it's actually has to be done through the kayan. And therefore, he doesn't want to bring his proof from v'yometz talmen agiza. Masha'enkin and Mishle, so then why is it that he can bring that proof to support Mitzapayim in Mishle? He does bring the proof from Vayomets Talmud Agiza. Masha'enkin Mishle v'Rashi kum mefarzein dem tzadah shavah from the aladrayin yonev as a pasuk zot. But there, Rashi's intent is just to explain what are the three similarities between the three examples that the pasuk says. The squeezing of this results in this, the squeezing of that results in that, and so on. Mitzcholov and mitzav, the squeezing of the milk and the squeezing of the nose, or mitzapayim, the squeezing of anger. Vas dos is nisht in dem oifen apu'uluf in dem cholov. Over there, he's not concerned about how the squeezing occurs in the milk. That's not what Rashi is trying to explain. Here he's trying to explain that it has to be an active squeezing. Over there he doesn't care about that. Or that it has to be squeezing. Over there, it could be beating the milk, and that's what results in the butter. Or in any of the three, he doesn't care what exactly is done in order to result, to extract whatever the result is. And he doesn't care over there about the actual way in which it happens, because in each of the three examples, it happens in a different way. They're not all similar to each other. Now, what he's trying to point out is what is similar by all three. And that is the result that happens. What the pasuk over there is just trying to say that there are a certain act leads to a certain result. Another certain similar act leads to a result. But the act itself is not the same in all of them. The result is what he's trying to get to. The pool of us yaitzi, the mitz, the act which will result in a result. That's what Rashi is trying to bring over there. One of them passed the raya from Shoftim, and for that it is a good raya from Shoftim. But the yomitz retzavim the mitzias v'tzchidus atal, where over there he says that the squeezing, true, it happened on its own, but it resulted in dew coming forth, flowing forth from the fleece. It doesn't matter that the yomitz isn't the act of making it flow. The vayizer is the act of making it flow, not the issue. The issue is that an act results in the flow of water, of dew in that case. And based on this, we can also understand what Rashi is mefarish kevid beishashchita in the mzobim dibramasul behemshof to the rayif and the lushaynis v'cholu. And that explains why Rashi also explains the method by which the blood came forth in the same Rashi as he explains the meaning of the word the nimtza, bringing the two psukim which he brings. Because over here it's important for the actual thing that he's trying to explain. Since his intent is to explain also, first of all, what it means, v'nimtza, and then that it means the act of squeezing, and that because of the question that he asked earlier, that where does the, it seems like it's happening on its own. So first he explains that the word v'nimtza can mean the act of making it happen. And then he says that that's what happened. He made it, he squeezed it onto the Mizbeach. Hey, es bleibt aber nicht verstandigt. However, there's still some a problem here. Was ist da ne gehe zum Adgesein, als der Mitzvah ist dafke durch Kövis Beis HaShchita? Why is it so essential for Rashi to say, to point out that the way that it was done, the way that the blood ran onto the Mizbeach, was because the Kohen squeezed it onto the squeezed the area of the Shchita to make the blood flow. Vostafar, and it's because this is what he's trying to explain, Daf Rashi bring in Daf Kiditzvei Psukim HaKanal, that's why he has to bring only those two supports, because they're the only ones which bring out that there is the act of squeezing which is causing it to happen. The problem with the other two proofs was, because in the case of the nose or the case of the milk, it's not making butter, it's not really by squeezing, it's by beating and so on. But who says that Rashi has to be talking about squeezing? Why does he have to make an issue of the fact that the way the blood comes out of the bird is by squeezing? So don't talk about the squeezing. Don't explain exactly how it's done, and then you won't be stuck using only an example of squeezing blood or squeezing in order to get your result. If you would leave out the exact way in which the Kohens made sure that the blood ran out, then you could bring your proof from anywhere. Then you're no longer stuck. It's no longer a problem to say that like beating milk leads to butter, because what then you would be left with is only a certain act of involvement, the act, the active application of some sort of pressure to the milk causes butter. And if Rashi wasn't intent, Dafke stuck in saying that it was by squeezing the Beis HaShchita, then he would be able to bring it from there. The only reason that the Rebbe explained was that he can't bring those two psukim is because over there it's not happening through squeezing, it's happening through beating. So don't talk about squeezing, and then you can bring your proof from anywhere. He could have left it open that it can, that you can make the blood run through some other act, banging the chicken, the bird, and that will make the blood come forth, or whatever, some other thing. So we can answer based on what we said before. Since Rashi is saying that the Venimtza here is telling us what's important about the Venimtza is that that is the act of sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. It would be logical to say that the act of sprinkling blood and the act of whatever you do to the bird should be similar to each other. And that would only happen if it happens through squeezing the Beis HaShchita on the Mizbeach. Why? Dam was geteruiz durch klap maki yetzibay, bamitz af yetzidam. Blood which comes through beating someone, like in the example in Mishle, that when you, if you bang the nose, if you hit somebody in the nose, it'll bleed. Is es nicht beäufen, as the dam kommt kesede durch dem kesede dicken pa'ula. The flowing of the blood is not a result of your beating the person. In other words, the initial flow of blood, it starts the flow of blood because you hit him. But the continuation of the flow of blood will not be a result of your hitting him. You hit him once, and now the blood will continue to flow until somebody stops it somehow. Sein Klappen, hitting him, is geidem das cholas yitzia. It starts the flow of blood from dem dam velche geid de noch ma asmaya meshozman, which then it continues to flow on its own. Mashenkim by mashkim was kumen reiz durch kvisha. On the other hand, when we talk about liquids which come through squeezing, like for instance, if you're going to milk a cow, it's not that you start the milking and then the milk flows on its own. You have to continuously make the milk flow. Is the hemshach hayitziyah from the mashke ataytzov from zayin noch anandike peulas hakvisha? If you want the milk to continue flowing, you're going to have to continue to squeeze the udder in order to get the milk, to cause the milk to continue to flow. So the difference between hitting, which leads to liquid coming out, like in the case of blood, you're only starting the flow, but then it happens on its own. Whereas by squeezing in order to get the liquid to flow, that you have to continue to do all the time. And since the venim tzedoma, which Rashi is explaining here, is meant to be similar to the sprinkling of blood that happened by an animal's carbon, and the sprinkling of the blood certainly comes continuously from the act of the kohen. If he sprinkles once, then it'll be once. If he sprinkles again, it'll be again. So the sprinkling happens only because of the kohen is doing it continuously. The minute he stops, no more sprinkling happens. The Rebbe learned Rashi, that's why Rashi says that the type of squeeze, the way that the blood is going to come forth from the bird, has to be similar to the way the sprinkling of the blood happens by the animal, which is that the kohen is continuously involved in the act of sprinkling the blood, and therefore it has to be through squeezing the bird in order to get the blood to come out, and that is that will happen continuously as long as the kohen does it. If he stops squeezing, the blood will stop flowing, and therefore it's not a good example by some other method like hitting, which only starts the flow, but then the kohen is no longer involved in the flow. Therefore, he wants to use dafke kevish, and that's why Rashi says kevish beis hashchita, so that it will be understood that it's similar to the sprinkling of the blood, and therefore he has to rely on those psukim which describe an act of kvisha, of squeezing, rather than an act of hitting, because that's not similar to the hazah sadam, to the sprinkling of the blood, like by a korban behemoth. Vav miyena shel teira v'zadoin pirush Rashi zeh, to understand the chsidish perspective, the inner dimension of what this Rashi is teaching. Siz yiduv as the Ramban zok v'negei da avayda v'metut in a korban. It's known what the Ramban says in regards to the different types of avayda that are done by a korban. Says Mechaperif and Odom, that the purpose of a korban is to bring atonement to a person. So the Ramban says, as the mensch daf trachten, that the person has to be thinking, ki chotel lekov begufay benafshe. I committed a sin against Hashem through my bodily act, or through my soul, my thinking, or whatever. V'royli she yishapach dami, and therefore I deserve that my blood should be spilled, be a sort of gufay, and that it should be my body that would be burnt as an atonement. Lule chesed abayre, if not for the kindness of the Creator of the world, shalokach mimenu tmura, that he was willing to take an exchange for my body, which is v'choledamei, or an exchange for my blood, and that is the carbon will be instead of me. Tachas domei, so it's his blood of the carbon instead of my blood. Nefesh tachas nefesh, its life force instead of my life force. That's what the meditation of a carbon is, says the Ramban. Und das ist eigentlich der Teichen der Inyavas mis makrib dem chelev ha-korban v'domei af mizbeach. And that's also the reason that we understand why it's the fat which is burnt on the mizbeach and the blood which is sprinkled on the mizbeach. Why those two? Was in Avedas Ha'odam is does, what does that mean in the service of a person to Hashem? The tainug chelev, the chelev represents the enjoyment that you have in the Aveda that you did. As chelev, you know, fatty meat is enjoyable. If it's not fatty, it's dry and you don't enjoy it. Un koch, and also blood, represents the passion that is involved in the aveda that we did. Vosadaf makrev zayin, that's what a person has to give. You have to give that to Hashem. Avegim de meibishn, you have to give the enjoyment of life and the passion in life have to be given as a gift to Hashem. Un de ribber, and therefore, at the end, where the Torah talks about the first type of carbon that's described in Vayikra, in the Torah, which is the carbon oila. And carbon oila is also a carbon of atonement, because it atones for violating a positive mitzvah, or even a negative mitzvah, which is connected, which we learn from an essa, or that is connected to an essa. is Rashi medayik by benimtza dama. So therefore, when we're talking now about the what happens through an oila, Rashi tells us by benimtza dama bazrikas adam in regards to the sprinkling of the blood of the bird oila. Versus in them is the ikra kaparah. We know that the sprinkling of the blood is the main way that atonement is achieved. As we know from the Gemara that it's the ikir, the main act of a carbon is the sprinkling of the blood. So therefore, since that is what brings the atonement, as the inyan hakaparah for carbon b'shteit in them inyan hamitz kvisha. So Rashi tells us that you should know that the main function of the carbon that brings your atonement is the squeezing. The skafi umbitled von zaymetzi is the squeezing means the subduing. Subjugating your own metzias, your own existence to the existence of Hashem. On demolt, hadam is matzav yered, and then the blood squeezes out and goes down. Es vet arayz gekvetched on gate von emma veg the koch and tayvus oilam, and that will result in the blood, which means the passion that a person has that was dedicated to an aveira will, or to the gashmistic thing to enjoyments of the world, will be squeezed out, will run out, and therefore will soften a person's passion to doing aveiras by practicing iskafia, subduing the yetzer hara, and by practicing bittel, subjugating ourselves to Hashem. That takes away the passion that we have in enjoying things of the world, rather than being into more spiritual things and godly things. And the far brings Rashi loshem mitzapayim, and that's why it brings the proof from the word mitzapayim. While in them inu for mitzapayim yotziri, because in this idea of when you push forward your anger, it leads to argument. Driktzichoyz beremes the teichen klolif nachet. This also expresses the idea of what a sin is. On the oifen atshuva v'kapara oifen chet. And the way that the person should do tshuva, and the way that you can achieve atonement for that sin, kedlakamas will be explained now. Zayim benegei tzukas in regards to anger, the problem that a person experiences through anger. Zogn razal, our sages tell us, kol hakayis keilu avid v'lezer. If somebody gets angry, somebody did something to you, and you get angry about it, it's as if you worship an idol. Avid v'lezer. And with the Alter Rebbe is Masver, and the way the Alter Rebbe explains this, why is it that it's compared? If you get angry, it's like worshiping Avodah Zarah. He explains that b'shas hakas, when a person is angry, nistalka memenu amuna. That means that your faith, your trust in your faith in Hashem has gone. Somehow you're not in tune with your faith in Hashem at this moment. Because if you believed that what happened to you, even though somebody else did it to you, but the fact that it happened to you comes from Hashem and not from that person, he wouldn't get angry. If you knew that it wasn't even what that guy did, it was really Hashem that wanted this to happen to you, he's just a bystander in a certain way, and therefore what your cheshbon, you have to be focused on why did Hashem do it to you. That's what your interest is. Das heißt, in dem inen akas drikt sich heus dem abgerissenkeit von Eibischen. And since you lost sight of that, and you're angry at the person that did it to you, it would be like if a stone fell on you from above. Could you get angry at the stone? There's no point getting angry at the stone. Obviously, somebody threw the stone, so you have to get angry at the person that threw the stone. Getting angry at the stone is meaningless. But when it's another person, then you feel that they have a part in it. The truth is that they have no part in it. It is Hashem that did it. And therefore, when you lose sight of that, it's like you lost contact with Hashem. And therefore, when you get angry at somebody else, it's like you tear yourself away from Hashem. And therefore, that's why it's like worshipping an idol. And in a sense, and the truth is, that is what's underlying every aveira. Vidal Terebe is Masbir, as Al Terebe explains, while Durch Yeder Aveda is Vosmiz Oiver Al Frotzen Elyam, because every time a person violates an Aveda and therefore violates the will of Hashem, Vetm Bishas Maisa Abgirusim von Olukos, at that moment you become disconnected from a godliness. Men Mervi Me'ein Vidurchen Chetven Aveda Zor, in a, at least somewhat, similar to worshipping an idol. In other words, what's so terrible about worshipping an idol? You've disconnected yourself from Hashem, and you're focused on an idol. So also, every time you do an Aveira, you disconnect from Hashem and focus on something else. So therefore, in a certain sense, it is like worshipping an idol. Und das ist der Pirush Pnimi von Siyam HaKosav Mitzah Paim Yetziriv. And that is what is the inner meaning of this pasuk, that Mitzah Paim, that the extract, pushing forth anger, takes out, brings out an argument. So he says, what is it? Another meaning of it is Durch Avaveira Vert Ariv Mit Neibishn. When you commit a sin, you cause an argument, sort of a split between yourself and Hashem. Nor heyeis as bekas is das bad gosho b'ifim b'ilut. The only thing is that when you get angry, so then it's obvious that that's what's happening, because you're expressing the fact that you're angry at another person, and therefore that you lost sight of the fact that this is Hashem. Nishvi by under avedas, other than different than by other avedas, v'mezet as nor ba'bashtim t'avedas shteit kilo avid avazara. And as you see, that it's only by certain things that it says if you do this sin, then it's as if you worship idol. Why is that? Because by those sins, it becomes obvious that you disconnected from Hashem. When you do commit another sin, it's not as obvious, and therefore, it doesn't say that every sin is considered as if you worshiped idols, even though, essentially, in its inner meaning, there is that side of it as well. The Rebbe Vertos gesagt by Mitzah Paim, and that's why this is said specifically, that when you push forth anger, Vos Dorten is Dos Begila, because over there it becomes obvious that you're disconnecting from Hashem. Und Shas Ayid bringt a Korban und tut Shuva if der Averis of them, when a Yid brings a Korban and he wants to do Shuva for this Avera. Euch demelt is Mitzah Paim Yetziriv, so the same thing happens. The squeezing of the anger, in another way, not squeezing forth, but squeezing, suppressing the anger, yoytziriv. What does that mean? Nadan is this, even from kavish kasi over there, it means that you suppress your anger. Hanal un oich margiz yetzatayv yetzahara. Or another way of using anger in a positive way is that you, if a person, the Alter Rebbe says, if a person finds himself in a state where he's angry, he should use that anger to direct it from against the Yetzer Hara. Use that same feeling. You're angry already. Express it against the Yetzer Hara. B'cholos is b'tshuva if yeder aveira. In a certain sense, it's not only by anger; it's by every aveira the same thing. V'aser es kevish u'mavatish the Yetzer Hara. That in order to do tshuva, you have to suppress the Yetzer Hara. Which is what led you to commit the sin, to go against the will of Hashem, and becoming disconnected from Elokus. You have to suppress that impulse. And through this, it will bring out your anger, your disconnection from the Yetzer Hara. By suppressing your anger, this will cause you to become Riv, the anger or the dispute with the Yetzer Hara. This will bring out your disconnection, your disapproval of the Yetzer Hara. So the pasuk can be seen first in the commission of an Aveira, how it leads to an Aveira, and then in the Tshuva, it leads to the Tshuva. That's the method of doing Tshuva as well. The Farshtei Da Apayim, and that's why it says Apayim, the mitzvah apayim, angers. Why does it say angers in Lashon Rabbim, in the multiple? The kasos bring them riv mit neibishtim, because it's the anger, it talks about the anger which causes you to become disconnected from Hashem. Und the kibush hakas, and then on the other hand, there's another, the suppression of that anger, lafrusha zichaleim isura, that first of all to separate yourself from doing something wrong, b'shasa tshuva. At the time when you do tshuva and when you bring a carbon, was bring the meriv mit yetzahara, which causes you to fall out with the yetzahara, have a falling out with the yetzahara. So there's two expressions of the anger. There's the anger which led you against Hashem, and then there's the anger that leads you against the yetzahara. That's why it's a loshen arabim. There are two different angers: one when you're committing the sin, and one when you're doing the tshuva and bringing the carbon. Ches es kenach abeveren hashayla, but this could lead to the question: Bibald as mitzvahs esse is doch ha'ed nitshayach to mitzad atzmei. Bibald as mitzad atzmei is doch ha'ed nitshayach to an aveira, since by nature a yid has no connection to an aveira. That is the default of a yid, is that he has no connection to an aveira. K'maymer Rav Nora Zaken, as the Alter Rebbe says, Ayid nishta vil nishta ken zayn obgirisim lukus, that a yid, neither does he want to nor can he disconnect himself from a lukus, and every aveira would do that. So therefore, a yid has no connection to an aveira. And does a yid fal durch, and the fact that a yid does sometimes happen to do an aveira, is thus an inyan for nalila mitzad lamaila. This is as if somebody is foisting it. Hashem has foisting this aveira upon you. It's something that you really have no connection to. It just he needs. If for some reason Hashem sends it your way, and that's why we say that in the end nobody will be left behind. Asof kosov at the yeder eat tshuva tam, that in the end every yid will do tshuva. Is the vos hot to get avzayna yirid of hester shayde achet. So if it's not really something that you're connected to, and everybody will eventually come back and do tshuva, so then who needs the aveira in the middle? Why is there an aveira altogether? If dem is Rashi Mamsha, why does Hashem have a need for aveiras? Why does he cause it to happen? If dem is Rashi Mamshich, so Rashi continues to explain, ki efes hametz, that there is no juice left, so to speak. Vosgeta dem cholov, which refers to the milk that is extracted from the sheep and the goats and so on. In other words, that which comes through squeezing, after he does tshuva, is similar to the idea of milk. What does that mean? Is the from emes. In regards to the status of milk, there is a suggestion in the Torah. It's brought up in the Gemara as cholav gedav zayin osur, that in truth milk should be prohibited. You shouldn't be permitted to drink milk. Why? Mitzadem vasdam nak inekar v'nasa cholav, because what causes milk to occur? It's blood which sort of moves into a different state and becomes milk. The source of milk is blood. Or other, so that's one reason why we shouldn't be able to drink milk, because in its essence it is blood. Other mitzad evim nachayor, another reason why the Gemara suggests that you shouldn't be able to drink milk is because you're extracting a part of the animal while it's still alive. And we know that you're not allowed to eat anything from a living animal. So how are you allowed to drink milk? Nor teira, so therefore, in essence, there are two reasons why you shouldn't be able to drink milk. Nor the Torah at Machadik Venadas is mutter, but the Torah comes along and says that you are allowed to. It's clear in the Torah that you're allowed to. You're not allowed to cook milk and meat at the same time, but the milk itself is not a problem. Not only is milk permitted, but there is even psukim which talk about that Israel, that Eretz Yisrael, one of its qualities is that it gives forth good milk. That's how Eretz Yisrael is praised. So not only is it not something that's prohibited, it's something that would praise Eretz Yisrael, that it gives forth good milk. As the Pasuk says, Eretz Zavos Cholav Udvash, that it's a land which in which there is a flow of milk and honey. Vazdoz Vaist Oiv Deminu Funis Hapche, and that is, that what that means is, there is something which originally it would be thought to be prohibited, but now it's been transformed and now it's perfectly permitted. And not only permitted, Azar was alpi Torah does gedav zayin osa, something which, according to Torah, it should be prohibited. Is does Torah matir in Eichem Shabeach? And then the Torah not only allows it, but also praises it. That is a complete transformation from something that is prohibited to something which is praiseworthy. So that's what milk represents. Al derech zeh beruchni yisayinyanim, and the same is true in the spiritual aspect, similar to the milk. The kavana from the mitzvah paim yotziriv, the reason that Hashem has and wants causes that aveira should happen and then tshuva should be done. Was früher hat der Mensch ewig gewonnen an Avera, that first a person commits a sin. Und es ist gewonnen der Funde Riv Lagabe dem Eibischen, which led to a falling out with Hashem. Und noch dem Kevish Kasi, and then the person does Tshuva and he suppresses his anger und der Riv Yetzahara, which then turns the anger against the Yetzahara, or the falling out against the Yetzahara. What's the reason that we need all this? Which is the question that he asked. Is to leave them in Yenai Skafya v'Ischapcha. The reason that he wants it and needs it is because of the concept of Iskafya, suppression of the Yetzara, Ischapcha, transforming negative into positive. Iba Machan Demraif Toy, because he wants the transformation of evil into good. Via Zokten Tanya, then Taicha is in Pasuk, as Tanya explains the meaning of the Pasuk. Kol Paul Hashem Lumaneyu Gam Rosh L'Yom Ra. That what Hashem did for him, also the Rosh on the day of his evil, what does that mean? Pirush Yoshev Merisha V'Yasa Rosh L'Yom V'Oir L'Mayla. What that means is that Gam Rosh L'Yom Ra, that he turns the evil into Yom, he turns the evil into light. The whole purpose of why Hashem allows for Rosh for evil is so that it should be transformed into light. In other words, the idea of Ischapcha. Under them, vet reich nechayich. So that's what the meaning of a carbon and all the holding of tshuva and evil, which it gets transformed, is all because Hashem loves this idea of transformation of evil into light. Under them, vet reich nechayich Hashem. And through this, we give what is called a pleasing aroma to Hashem. Nachas ruach vaneivishn. We give Hashem a nachas pleasure. Und von dvarim charifim chumotzim, that sometimes, as he explains, that pleasure, enjoyment of food is not only from sweet things, it's also from sour or from bitter things. However, rak shema tubolim is sukanim hetiv. But if you take a sour thing or a bitter thing, you have to prepare it properly in order to be able to enjoy it. Until it becomes a pleasing thing which brings life. So therefore the Eibishter doesn't only enjoy sweet like mitzvahs, direct mitzvahs, but he also enjoys bitter and sour things, which means avedas which are transformed into good and light. And then Hashem, because of Iskafya, it brings the glory of Hashem into all of the worlds.